They come out of cars, out of vehicles hot from sunlight and conveying engines. The hoods tick cool, parking is a hassle, nose to nose, on weeds, almost in ditches, on crumbling terraces of asphalt unstable because rainwater has swept the dirt from under. Passengers are reminded by other passengers to roll up the windows. The father surveys and orders the son to put the camera under the seat. Locks are locked, are double-checked, sometimes by a remote control with beeps. Somebody forgot something in the car, sunglasses nestle over ears, snug on the scalp. Mud flaps. The cars move slowly, there are too many people on the road, little kids not looking where they're going, and it's a creeping progress. Those who have found parking spaces view these drivers with a certain superiority. Then they take a few steps and get lost in the fare. Portable equipment has been hauled to the grounds. One look at the line for the portable bathrooms and you reconsider your need. The line for the men's is always shorter, discernible for the line from the women's, and inspiration for many identical observations about biological equipment, repeated over the course of the day by many different people. Some men sneak off into the woods. By the bandstand, toward the middle of the grounds, a generator rattles. The amps have already been tested. A man was sent to fetch tape to tape down orange industrial cable where a child might trip or an old lady break a hip. Along the sides of the bandstand, black sheeting is taped up to keep people from seeing the fragile-looking scaffolding. Some kids will sneak in there when no one's looking and peek through at the people. A quarter mile of steel fencing separates the tracks from the grounds, and several guards patrol the space between all day, per the agreement with the railroad. No one wants a regrettable incident. The day before, the registered vendors match lot numbers with marked territory and learn the pecking order. Of course, some favoritism is to be expected, and those who registered late are penalized with less than optimum placement. Those with plum spots feel something that draws itself up to contentment. Some try to come up with ways to beat the system. It's quite a thing to stand there the day before the fair and see the land sectioned off like that, by strings and stakes, in three long rows. They can hardly believe the day is almost here. The people who will come the next day will move from booth to booth. It's important to have a flashy sign to draw them in, and the next day some of the vendors will return with paint on the flesh that has resisted turpentine. Many of the vendors have never met before and extend greetings while checking out their neighbor's wares. No one wants to be next to a booth that will be a turnoff. Put all that effort in, and then something like that happens out of your control. One booth will have some kind of trick to draw people over, and the neighbors think, why didn't I think of that? Mostly friendly, but then it's dog-eat-dog on some level. There's almost a fist fight. Cooler heads prevail. A man argues with his wife over who had the keys last. They're in his back pocket where he never puts them. The baby won't fall asleep, and the little song that always works isn't today. They take turns throwing dirt bombs. Children have too much sugar and get cranky suddenly. Children manipulate tubes of fluorescent colors and try to find their parents. The effect is not as striking in the daytime. Children express character traits that will turn out to be lifelong. One eats her candy slowly so it won't run out and discovers later that she still has some to put under her pillow. Another has forgotten that rides employing the principle of centrifugal force make him ill, and he leaves the metal steps slick for later thrill seekers. The tilt-a-whirl employs a system of red tickets and are exchanged for cash. The operators of the ride are down to one roll and improvise by reusing the tickets. At the end of the day, the cardboard is gummy and bent, as if contorting the tickets would force the machine to slow.